Academic Minute podcast support comes from the American Council on Education, providing leadership and advocacy on behalf of the nation's colleges and universities for almost 100 years. Learn more at acenet.edu.
Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. A college degree and the work that goes into obtaining it confer a number of benefits on the graduate. But as Amélie Cannell-Vallée, associate professor of sociology at McGill University, explains, one benefit has been little known until now.
The apple doesn't fall far from the tree, a chip off the old block. Like father, like son. Before we even knew of genes, these expressions already conveyed the common sense observation that who our parents are shapes who we are. This is why physicians and insurers alike use your family history of diseases like stroke and diabetes to assess your own risk of these diseases. In the research I conducted with Miles Taylor, we look at the processes that link parents' social status to symptoms of depression seen in their adult children. And what our research shows is that this is not just a biological process, but also a social one. We use data from the 1979 National Longitudinal Survey of Youth. The survey has been following a group of American youth who were then 14 to 21 years old. They are now well into their 50s. So these are wonderful data for studying how people's lives unfold. Our results show that the greater the parents' education, the fewer the symptoms of depression in their adult children. And this is true even if there is a family history of depression. So how can this be explained? Much is explained by the adult children's own education and income. We use something called the pathway model to show that parents who are more educated also tend to have more educated children. And in turn, these more educated children go on to get better paying jobs. And this is what shields them from stress and from depressive symptoms. This means that the solution to adult symptoms of depression may not just lie on the prescription pads in doctors' offices, but may in fact begin in the classroom.
That was Amélie Cannell-Vallée of McGill University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College. So